Hello, I am Dr. Julukoro Jallo, Associate Researcher at the Center for the Study of Language and Society and Coordinator of the Program Initiative Afrique. We welcome you to our next postcard on African Scientists at the University of Bern. Today we have with us Mr. Frank Menta. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Thank you very much. So, who are you? Where are you from? And since when are you here at the University of Bern? Can you tell us something about yourself?
Okay. So, like you said, my name is Frank Menta, and then I'm from Ghana in West Africa. That is where I began with my studies. So I did my bachelor's in land use planning from the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. And then afterwards, I obtained the DED scholarship, which is the German Academic Exchange Service scholarship, to do my master's in planning and land governance, both at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, and then also at the Technical University of Munich in Germany. Afterwards, I served as a research assistant at the university, that's Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, and I find myself here doing my PhD at the University of Bern.
Very nice, Frank. This would be actually the first question that we would ask you about your academic career and your itinerary before arriving to Bern. You always say something about it. So, what challenges or barriers have you found at the University of Bern? And what would you change for the future?
So generally, I think that PhD students in general are provided with all that is required for them to be able to, you know, start their research and then also to excel in their studies, the journey of their studies. However, what I think is a bit of a challenge has to do with the initial stages at the entrance stage before you actually come in here. So there are a number of administrative processes that a person has to go through. And then also the process of getting your stay here, and then also getting oriented around, and then also getting settled into the system. These are, I would say, quite some challenges, especially for a new entrant. So, for example, regarding the administrative processes, like one has to first secure accommodation, which comes with the requirement of paying a deposit, and then subsequently you have to get registered at the city, and then for which you can get your residence card, following which you can then open a bank account and then start getting your pay. But then all the administrative activities related to these processes may appear to be quite cumbersome for new entrants, especially coming from Africa. And so even though the administrators at the various institutes, as well as the supervisors, also do a great help in trying to help new entrants to go through this process. And then at the university also, there is an orientation for international students as well. But then we know that the rates or the times at which PhD students are admitted are very much different from the academic calendar. And so before these orientations by the international office is done, already the PhD students would have found their way out. So I thought that probably if all these information and processes that are required are somehow documented in the form of like a video documentary and is being put on the international offices platform or even the Initiative Africa platform, then it becomes easily accessible for new entrants, and for which reason they'll be very much prepared, you know, before they come in already.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. And you as an African scientist here at the University of Bern, so what do you think, what is your role?
Thank you very much. Yes, I think my role as an African scientist here is very important, and then I have to contribute towards knowledge development, contribute to knowledge development through research in areas that are very much relevant for African development and then also to the world at large. So currently I am working on the Sustained Forest Project, which looks at socio-ecological systems and how they are changing through various drivers, be it institutional, be it social, be it political or economic. And then I get to understand that these drivers that are, you know, driving the change in socio-ecological systems of forest, the drivers are both local and then also proximate factors. But then the issue is, how do we better understand these changes that are happening in forest socio-ecological systems, also as related to other resources like cocoa, like land, and all other mineral resources that Africa has? How do we understand well these changes, and how do we develop appropriate pathways towards sustainability? And I think that this is where, like, my role as an African scientist here comes into, to bring to fore these dimensions that are influencing changes in the socio-ecological systems about resources and how that affect development in Africa, making this known through my publications. And not only that, through also, you know, attending conferences, meetings and seminars where African issues are discussed, so that in that way my research could inform research agendas that are being developed or even policy agendas that are being developed in such meetings.
So what do you think, what kind of activity do you think Initiative Africa should promote to offer extra value to African scientists at the University of Perth?
Thank you very much for that question also. So I would speak specifically, you know, for African students that are here, that are doing their research. And one of the areas which I think could help has to do with looking beyond after school. You know, what would give African students the leverage after school? So if I talk about this, I mean thinking about career orientation programs, also thinking about capacity and skills development. And I know that there are already opportunities for career and skills development. For example, there are opportunities to apply for like research stay in an institute where probably they have a certain expertise in a certain field, which can also benefit African students. And then PhD students also have access to transferable skills that could also benefit PhD students and African students. But the issue has to do with, how do we make these opportunities more accessible and to African students, and to also motivate them to participate in these programs. And in that regard, I also think that the Initiative Afrique could also do a very good work for African students by also leveraging on these existing career development opportunities or skill development opportunities to come up with more tailor-made skills and competencies development programs that are more geared towards, you know, the African landscape, and then would help African students develop their skills and be better competitive after completing school. And then the other area that I think that the Initiative of Free could also work to help African students also has to do with supporting the research that African students do. And with this, I mean, most of the time, you are here as a PhD student, and then your work is to do your research, and then at the end of the day, your output is to produce a paper which is published. But then how do we also move beyond just publishing a paper in a journal to the stage where our research actually influences physical development in Africa, for example? And so I think that the Initiative Afrique could also help in supporting the research that students do in terms of supporting knowledge dissemination, you know, so that if I have done a research regarding forest socio-ecological systems, how we can, the sustainable pathways of maintaining forests for the future and for also livelihoods, and it is published, how do you support me, for example, in going back and disseminating this knowledge that have been generated with the communities, and then also like setting up a stage for policy development, you know. So I think in that regard, the initiative AFRIC can also help very much to African students' research. And even beyond that, you know, a lot of research is being done at the University of Bern, which is related to, you know, African issues. But then again, how do this research, you know, feed into, for example, curriculum development in Africa? So not only looking at the social development dimension that our research could contribute to Africa, but then also academically, how do our research inform curriculum development in Africa? Because we are producing a lot of knowledge which could influence how, you know, the knowledge that is being taught in schools. So if I have, for example, my research has to do with forests and forest governance, and forest socio-ecological sustainability. So my research could also inform a certain course that is being taught at the university level, or a certain course that is even being taught at the primary school, for example, on how to maintain environmental sustainability, planting of trees, how does it, what's the importance of it, or what could it contribute to, you know, the lives of the students and all that. So thinking about how Initiative Africa could support our research beyond just publication, but then also impacting the social and academic conditions in Africa.
Thank you very much. You really spoke about a whole range of different activities, from career, like supporting career tailor-made activities for career development, to dissemination of research, and other points that would be mentioned later during the different activities of Initiative Africa. But the question now would be, you yourself, are you part of a specific African network? And if so, how do you think this network could be integrated into the context of Initiative Afrique and the University of Earth?
Okay, so I am part of the Network of Excellence, Network of Excellence on Land Governance for Africa, which is abbreviated as NELGA. So this network was organized by the African Land Policy Center, which is part of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, together with the GIZ, which is the German Agency for International Cooperation. So the aim of this network is to contribute towards the African Agenda, 2030 Agenda on land, which is to improve land policy in Africa. And the network has the goal of contributing to the quantity and quality of curriculum that is related to land development and land policy, and then also contributing to the education and training of land-related professionals, and also facilitating knowledge exchange between science and policy practitioners towards, you know, developing new land policies. The network also has a repository for collecting all forms of knowledge that are developed both through research and then also through the network between science and policy practitioners, so that these collected knowledge forms could influence, you know, policy development at the bigger level. In the same way, I think that this presents more like a model that the Initiative Afrique could also do, by trying to identify a niche where they can actually contribute towards development in Africa. So this network, for example, is contributing in the area of land governance. So the initiative AFRIC could also look at a niche where it is very important for African development. This could be towards youth development, towards ICT, information technology development, entrepreneurship, youth development. So the initiative AFRIC could identify such important areas and then try to see how the capacities from here could also be transferred, you know, in developing such fields in Africa. And then the Initiative Africa could also develop this kind of repository where all the knowledge that have been produced in terms of research, for example, can be put together. And then at the end of the day, this can also influence policy in Africa. I think these are the two ways that the Initiative Africa could actually, you know, connect with Africa and influence development there. And in the same way, I know also over here that there are quite a number of research that are focused on commons governance, land development, geographic information system, which are also very much related to land. So the Initiative Africa could also connect with the NELGA network in terms of, you know, information exchange and then learning from each other.
Very good. Very, very interesting. You talked about networking, you talked about transfer of skills and knowledge, knowledge production between like Initiative Africa and African partners. So what do you think, how the University of Bern could merge better with African universities in the future?
So I think that moving forward, one of the ways in which the University of Bern and the Initiative Africa could connect more with African institutions would be, like I did mention earlier, trying to identify a niche where there's some improvement is needed or they can actually contribute towards that niche, and trying to identify which African institutions are already doing something about it. So if it has to do with ICT or resource governance or youth entrepreneurship, for example, which institutions are already doing something on it. So maybe the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology is already has a program where they teach about youth entrepreneurship, for example. And then the University of Bern could connect in terms of lecturer mobility, for example. So maybe a lecturer from here could go then maybe teach on some of these courses. It could also be in the form of like student exchange, where some students could also come here to, you know, learn from some of these skills that are being taught over here. And then it can also even be through curriculum development. So the University of Bern, the Initiative Afrique, could also partner with an African institute and co-develop a curricula, which would be, you know, contributed by both institutions, and all this could contribute towards development, like helping to improve knowledge and then also the, you know, skills development of the youth in Africa.
So these are all just very interesting, like, ideas and insight that would certainly help people thinking about the relationship between Bern and African partners. So what would you like to add to all of these comments more? Do you have anything more to add? Any other comments or any take home message for those who are listening to us, or for those African scientists working at the University of Bern or somewhere else in Switzerland or in Western universities.
Okay, so perhaps my last messages will be that definitely collaborations between or networking between the University of Bern and African institutions are important. There's certainly some advantages that the institutions here, for the University of Bern, has in terms of technology, in terms of skills, in terms of the accumulation of knowledge, in terms of even financial capacity also. And obviously there are also some advantages in African institutions because they are already on the field, has a lot of knowledge regarding the context, for example. And so collaborating then would help in this exchange where the benefits from the University of Bern is coupled with the benefits of African institutions. And I think that when these things are geared towards, you know, making developments in for example, resource sustainability, environmental management, youth development, then I think together the Initiative Africa can really make a real impact, you know, in Africa. And I'm excited to be part of it.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. But let's come back to yourself again. So you talked about yourself at the beginning, so we'll close with some comments on yourself. Mm-hmm. So what have been like difficulties, not only barriers, but on the private level? What did you like miss the most from your country back home? Once here and there.
I think there's a very interesting question. I think what I miss most has to do with my own family, because usually on Sundays we have food together, dinner together, and then we talk together, we do a lot of exchange, we laugh about certain issues that happen within the week, and everybody's reporting what happened to them and all of that. But of course, I do not have that now. I have that on phone anyway. But of course, the physical interaction is maybe something that I miss, you know. Apart from that, I think everything is going well.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much, and you will hear from us very soon. Have a nice day.
Thank you.